Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, thanks.
Clean ingredients.
Now that I like.
When you care about what's in things and what's not, shouldn't your vitamins be clean too? Sundown Vitamins are all clean all the time. Non-GMO, free of gluten and dairy, with colors and flavors from real food. We even have USDA certified Sundown Organics and kids vitamins too. When you're living clean, choose clean with Sundown Vitamins at supermarkets, drugstores, or on Amazon.
This is it, folks. This team was down 28-3 in the third, and here we are tied in overtime on the goal line. It all comes down to this.
We got this. Let's go, baby.
Don't jinx it, man.
Toss to the right side. And he's in. Wow.
I told you, nothing stops the GOAT. No limitations, baby. No limitations.
No limitations is our motto, too. At Needham Bank, with a free checking account you can open in less than 5 minutes and free ATMs anywhere in the world. Visit NeedhamBank.com. Member FDIC, SIF.
Well, as far as the Red Sox go, not much positive to report down the stretch. But Nathan Eovaldi yesterday, 6 innings, 7 hits, 3 earned runs. A nice shattering of some perceptions about him as a starter. Shattering perceptions in the car world, the 2019 Chevy Equinox from point A to point B and anywhere in between. The 2019 Equinox small SUV ready for your next adventure. Technology to keep you entertained. Available safety features that can help you stay on track and performance that makes driving fun. Plus, an up to an EPA estimated 39 miles per gallon highway with available 1.6 liter turbo diesel engine and a sporty look too if you'd like to go with the Equinox Redline Edition. Confident street smart design with black grille, 19 inch wheels, black mirror caps and trim on the windows, black bow tie emblem. So many great options. Hurry into your New England Chevy dealer. Experience the all new 2019 Equinox. Test drive one today.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Can we discuss the absolute audacity, which is the Bulger family filing a $200 million wrongful death lawsuit because of what happened to Whitey?
Yeah, this is pretty banana pants. So they have filed this lawsuit in an effort to discover, in part, why Whitey Bulger was allegedly beaten to death by inmates less than 24 hours after being transferred and put in Gen Pop at the U.S. Penitentiary in Hazleton.
Well, I think we know why he was beaten to death. It was because of the life that he led mm-hmm. and the countless people that he killed.
Gen Pop, by the way, makes it sound way cooler than it is.
Yeah, definitely.
But, I mean, there are lawyers that, I mean, I guess I shouldn't be surprised, but there are lawyers that are undertaking this lawsuit and are...
It's the filing attorney, I believe, is Hank Brennan, who's the attorney for Bulger's estate. I know a lot of news outlets have tried to reach out to him on Friday unsuccessfully, but he did send a statement to the Wall Street Journal. He said, "We believe that James Bulger was deliberately placed in harm's way. There's simply no other explanation for the transfer of someone in his condition and inmate status to be placed in the general population of one of the country's most violent federal penitentiaries."
And we want $200 million?
Correct.
But it's Whitey Bulger. Don't they understand, like, you know, maybe we'll just do a little, we'll do casino hands on this one. Like, all right, we're all good. Yeah, we know who he was. That's a shame. You hate to see that, but okay. All right, good night. Bye.
Yes.
Yeah, it's Whitey Bulger.
We understand what happened. I mean, he was taken out.
It right.
In my opinion, should have happened a long, long time before it did. But now, who are the family members?
Like, doesn't specify exactly.
I see.
They do mention the siblings, so I'm assuming that's it because they have control of Whitey's estate. And another point to look at that you know could actually potentially be a positive is that if they are granted any kind of settlement, his victims would likely fight to get that restitution, to get that money.
Right.
So, maybe they would get some kind of
But do you think that they would get it?
I don't know. That would be a lengthy legal battle.
I heard a Whitey rumor this weekend at the gym, Boston Athletic Club in Southie, that he used to drill holes in the women's locker room and look in That was a big thing for him at that specific gym.
How did that come up, by the way? Were you like on the you're on the treadmill and somebody asked
I was
you?
Talking to a nice gentleman when I was exiting, and he was a bigger man and was not looking forward to going to the gym, so he was talking to anybody that was within sight of him. So he was telling me about the old Whitey days and how he used to see him drill holes in the women's locker room. So
like Porky's.
Fascinating.
This is Paul from Quincy. What's up, Paul?
Good morning, everyone.
How are you?
Good morning.
Hey, Greg, listen, I thought I'd submit some ideas for content, because I know you're going to have 4 hours to fill now that you won't have Antonio Brown to speak about anymore.
So this is the last day that we are ever going to talk about Antonio Brown on this radio station. This is the final day.
Whitney's in tomorrow, you kidding?
Yeah, I know you're a history buff, so I looked up some interesting things that happened on this date in history. I thought you'd be interested.
Okay, excellent, yeah.
On this date in history, Greg, the term kamikaze is invented after a Japanese fighter pilot hears one too many Antonio Brown stories while listening to the Greg Hill Show.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Contrary to popular belief, on this date in history, Greg, General James Longstreet did not give the order for Pickett's charge, but rather Union forces blasting a broadcast of the Greg Hill Show talking about Antonio Brown caused Confederate soldiers to flee directly into a Union ambush.
I can understand that. That's the way I feel. Yes, that's the way I feel.
Yeah,
yes, finally, Greg, after chopping off his one ear at the very thought of listening to another Antonio Brown story, beloved painter Vincent van Gogh paints Starry, Starry Night because it was the first good night's sleep he had after getting through a day without listening to an Antonio Brown story.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Thank you, Paul.
Today is also the 18-year anniversary of the Mo Lewis hit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. 18 years ago today, your life changed forever, Pats fans.
Well, this texter says that the Patriots gave in to the media pressure and gave up on AB, and they are very disappointed with the New England Patriots.
Because Brady had the MAGA hat in his locker.
I don't think they... Do you think that Shaughnessy or any others had any effect on that decision on Friday?
No.
Oh, absolutely. The Globe.
Do you think so?
I think that the media's sort of the fact that the Patriots didn't know when these nonstop drips of stories from Antonio Brown would stop, that they had to do it. They knew that they were getting bludgeoned about this, and they knew that Goodell, in my opinion, Kraft went to Goodell and said, put him on the exempt list so he's off our hands and we don't have to deal with it right now. And for whatever reason, Goodell wouldn't. So the Patriots' only choice in that spot was to release him.
I don't think it was pressure from anybody. I think it was.
You don't think Kraft cares about his legacy and how this was making him look?
I don't think that I think he was upset with the way the brand made.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show with your host, Greg Hill, streaming live from WEEI.com and the radio.com app. And now it's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Brady is brought to you today by Northeast Electrical Distributors, powering New England businesses with electrical products, services, and solutions. Also brought to you by your New England Honda dealers, driven by the award-winning 2019 Honda CR-V and the Mass General Cancer Center, Everyday Amazing. Also, Tom Brady is brought to you by the Northeast Men's Clinic, specializing exclusively in the sexual health of men. Good morning, Tom Brady.
Good morning. How you doing?
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
Feeling okay today?
Yeah, it was a hot day, hot game. Got a little rest last night, so feels like we're in the rhythm of the season a little bit. So try to get some recovery, rest, and then get back at it today and get ready for Buffalo.
Threw a little block downfield. I mean, everything. You feel okay after that?
Yeah, man, that's harder than it looks. I'm telling you, I don't block them. I try to get in their way, but it's. These guys are big, fast, and they move quick and certainly quicker than me. So I try to just throw my body in there. And most of the times I miss, unfortunately. But, it was a, good run by Phil. And the backs, all the backs ran really hard. So, good win by our team.
So I was talking this morning about whether or not you would want to say anything about Antonio Brown, whether it makes sense to ask the question. So I'll go ahead and ask it. Were you surprised on Friday? Where do you stand this morning on that whole thing?
You're right. I do have a lot of personal feelings, none of which I really care to share. So that's about it.
Yeah.
It's a difficult situation. That's
kind of that's
it. How I feel.
That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's tough for fans because, you know, we sit there and go, all right, did this end up being a distraction? Did this was, you know, was this a mistake? But I think from your perspective, it's kind of like, and I think people question whether you like, whether the, you know, when Bill says, or you guys say, hey, we're on to Buffalo, people go, all right, is that really the way it is? But it sounds to me like, yes, that's what you guys, that's how you deal with this.
Well, I think there's, you know, a lot of human elements. And I think as a player, as a person, you know, I care deeply about my teammates. I want everyone to be the best they could possibly be, you know, from the day I started with this team, even back, I'd say in college, there's such a tight knit group and you want everyone to, you know, become the best they could possibly be. And you try to provide leadership and you try to care for people. You try to provide whatever you think you can to help them reach their highest potential, you know, whatever situation it is. And I've had a lot of teammates over the years. So, you know, you invest not just your head, but your heart, you invest your soul. That's what makes a great team. That's what makes a great brotherhood. You know, so I think in the end, that's the endearing trait about sports for me is the relationships I get to build because they're very meaningful. And that's at the heart of, I think, philosophically, my life. It's really about great relationships and, you know, seeing, you know, guys from all different backgrounds. I think it brings all of us together in so many ways. And, you know, I had the privilege of a great upbringing, you know, parents that were deeply committed, parents, sisters that supported me, friends. So I think, you know, from my standpoint, I just, you know, try to provide the best I can, you know, those types of things. I'm very optimistic. People know me, I think, know how, you know, how optimistic I am. And, you know, my belief that positivity and optimism, you know, can overcome a lot of things. So there's a lot of things that get in the way of that. And again, I think we're in a culture that where we want to cast judgment so quickly on people. We want to disparage people so quickly, you know, and it just speaks to me that a lot of people are probably hurting, you know, because when you're not feeling great, you know, you want other people to know that. And I think it becomes very emotional. And again, it's a tough life. Life is not easy. Football is not easy. Evolving and growing as people is not an easy thing. You know, I'm very different now at 22 than I am now at 42. So I have a lot more perspective. You know, you know, life is challenging for all of us. It doesn't matter if you're Tom Brady or Greg Hill. You know, we all go through, you know, different aspects of our life and we try to do the best we can do and we develop friendships and relationships, people that support us. You know, sports has a great way of bringing a lot of people together. You know, I believe that the more you care for people, the more you love people, the more you find joy in your life, you know, the better our society is, our better our, you know, our communities are, the better our teams are, the better our families are. That's how I feel.
Yeah. So there's almost like it's almost a different kind of workplace because of that team element. And so there's kind of a disappointment. There can be a disappointment, like I wish this particular thing had worked out or what have you, because of the way you feel about the individual, the person.
Sure. And I think there's just, and again, it's not this situation, it's every situation. There's a lot of forces at work that are working against that. There's a lot of things that happen that work against that because it's profitable, because there's other forces at work. So I try to combat them by just caring more, by, you know, giving more to try to combat other things that may be trying to pull apart our team, our community, our family, you know, because it's, unfortunately, that's the way that the world has, you know, probably always been, but it's a, you know, I guess in some ways I've always had a bit naiveness about me, naivete about people. And I believe in goodness and I believe in the good in people and good intentions. So yeah, that's just it. As far as I'm playing and part of a team, as far as I'm a part of a community, I'm going to do the best I can do. And, you know, I'm just going to keep believing in people and joy and love. And you know, that's what works for me.
I'm getting emotional over here. You're inspiring me,
yeah,
Tom.
I feel like this is.
I think it's true. I mean, I think it's, again, it's so easy for us to just blame and shame, and that, you know, I think there's this, because everyone has a voice now, and a lot of them can just be nameless, faceless comments that are very difficult for people. I mean, you love too much, that's a problem. You hate too much, that's a problem. You win too much, that's a problem. You lose too much, that's a problem. Everything ends up being a problem. So you just have to focus on, I think, you look at yourself. What do I believe in? What are my beliefs? I'm responsible for my own beliefs. I'm responsible for my own actions. And I'm going to do the best I can do to contribute in the best way possible. And I'm not going to add on. I'm not going to be a part of this culture that can become very negative, can become very blaming, very much point fingers. Because I think as a parent, what responsibility do we have to teach our children? What society do we want this to become? You know, how do we choose in the role that we have to make a difference, to contribute in a positive way? And if we don't, then that's our choice. But
yeah, and
for me, based on my upbringing, my choice is something that's different than that.
And you'll continue to, it sounds to me like you'll continue to put yourself out there for your teammates, and that's something that you don't regret.
Absolutely. You have to. This is what it's all about. Everyone needs something a little bit different. Everybody's upbringing was a little bit different. Everybody's emotional states are different. And how do you contribute, whether someone is hurting physically, mentally, emotionally, how do you provide to them what they may need in order to support them to help us all grow and evolve, not only as individuals, not only as members of the team, not only members of the family, not only as members of the community, but everybody has different challenges. And I think you recognize those challenges. You try to provide them as best as possible. You know, you go to bed at night trying to do the best you can do. And when things don't work as you hope, you know, absolutely, when you put your heart on the line, there's emotions that come up. A lot of things are not always in our control, but, you know, you wake up the next day and you try to find hope and optimism and you try to do the best you can do.
Tom, I know you're going to invest when you retire in the year 2050. Most of your efforts...
It'll be a lot sooner than that.
Come on. Let the Foxborough fanboy dream for a minute. I know you're going to put most of your time and effort into the TB12, but... forget TED Talks. Are you considering maybe going on the road with Tom Talks?
Yeah.
Because this is awesome.
No, I just think it's even that in and of itself, TB12, it's so great for me. It's a great reprieve because I see so many people improve and better their lives. So it's helped me in my life. Why would I not contribute and try to give back in a way to people based on my experiences? Just like so many people in this world do, you know, which is... You know, so many people do make a difference. So many people do use the things that they've gained to help other people, to help contribute to their communities. And they leave lasting impressions on people because of things they believe in. So,
yeah,
I think it's a great part about sports. It's a great part about community, you know, and focusing on those things brings me a lot of happiness and a lot of joy and a lot of love. And that's, again, for me, that's what works for me in my life.
But also it can bring disappointment, you know, and just kind of looking at it from the outside, you become friends with guys who you play with and you wish success for them. And it can be disappointing when it doesn't happen.
Well, I think that's the yin and the yang of life, too. You can choose to open your, you know, emotions or heart. And then when you do that, again, we've all done that in different ways. And then when it doesn't work out the way, because you're vulnerable, that leaves, I would say, mental scar tissue or something like, you know, your wounds. But, you know, you've got to, you know, communicate through those and then, you know, you work on those and then you try to, you know, you learn from them, you grow, and it's everything, you know, continues to evolve and grow and you learn from each experience.
Let's talk a little
bit. I know it's very philosophical this morning.
Well, I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
I think it's great. Let's talk a little football, though, and I wonder if...
I thought we were talking football.
Well,
no, yes, we're not.
We were kind of talking, about one particular person and a little bit of football. But I wanted to ask if If you can say this at this point, is this the best defense that you have played with as a member of the Patriots?
I'm so happy with how our defense is playing. I'm so happy with really how they've played all year. The leadership of that particular side of the ball, you know, I think of Devin and Patrick and Jason and Steph, some of the younger guys that are playing, Kyle and Jamie and Dante and Michael Bennett, Adam. I mean, I know there's other guys I'm not mentioning, but there's such a group of guys that I have so much confidence and belief in what they're doing. And, you know, it's been really fun to watch. It's been really fun to watch them play with the attitude, the confidence. You know, they're going to have a big test this week. They're going up against a good team that's 3-0, and we're going to Buffalo, and we're going to do, you know, the best we could do. You know, hopefully they can keep playing great, but it's been fun to watch.
Is Buffalo your least favorite place to play?
No, I love playing up there. It's one of the great environments in NFL football. I mean, it's an old stadium, but they get incredible support. And we played up there early. We played up there late. We played up there when they haven't been, you know, when they've been not have great records, when they've had great records, and their fans are into it. They cheer. They love football. And it's going to be a hell of a game.
The quarterback question of the week is brought to you by Northeast Men's Clinic, specializing in the sexual health of men. I wanted to ask about Thursday night on Twitter and what got into you commenting on the officiating.
I was not commenting on the officiating. This is completely, you're totally misrepresenting what I wrote, and I didn't. I was talking about the penalties.
Okay, so the players. You were talking about the penalties were out of line.
I'm a fan of football. It's just, again, you know, I like well played games, and you know, I love football. I love watching football, and you know, I didn't love watching football Thursday night.
Are you?
So I turned it off.
Yeah. Are you more apt to, if you have the choice, are you more apt to watch college football or to watch an NFL game?
No, I like NFL. I don't watch a ton of college football anymore. Just football, you know, Saturdays can get busy, you know, obviously with family or travel on Saturdays. But I love the pro game because I think a pro game is much more sophisticated. The pro game is much more, you know, I would say checkers versus chess. I'd say in pro it's chess. Everyone's got great athletes. In college, you know, you toss the ball to the fastest guy on the team and you try to let him run around and make plays. And if you get good recruits and you're just better than the other team, you know, you have player advantage. You don't, even if you have a good scheme, you know, you kind of get a scheme advantage. And I see a lot of coaches use scheme in college to really help. But the pro game is a very evenly matched game, usually every week. So you've got to put the work in, the preparation. Everyone's got the same amount of time to prepare. Everyone has basically the same types of players, athletes. You know, every team is really well coached. Some are better than others. Some teams have a little better players than others. But I love seeing the matchups, kind of the innovation, how different, you know, players come and go. I don't think the fundamentals of pro football will ever change, other than, you know, them trying to change the rules that change the fundamentals to a degree. But, you know, it's a great sport. You know, I've played football for 30 years, so I love football.
Tom, this week you have been chosen as the Needham Bank, your local community bank, player of the game. Yesterday, completed 67% of your passes, 306 yards, 2 touchdowns, and on the season, you've thrown 7 touchdowns, almost for 1,000 yards. Max Kellerman. So talk about how you were able to yesterday, with a very aggressive Jets defense and a patchwork offensive line, and, of course, injured receivers, execute what you guys wanted to go out there and do.
You know, again, I think the defense really set the tone for the whole day. And we had some good drives in there. I thought it was a good, fast start. Our offense has a lot of work to do. So I appreciate the award. I would give it to the guys up front because I think they did a great job. But we're going to need to get some healthy bodies out there. You know, we're going to need, you know, some experienced players. It's just too hard football to put a bunch of new players in there and think that we're going to, like, be spectacular. So, you know, I love the way that guys are trying to contribute. You know, guys are working really hard. Proud of all the guys that played yesterday. But we're going to have to, you know, the last three quarters, you know, we're going to have to do a lot better than that. So we're going to go out there and try to work at it and try to, you know, be the best we can be. and I know our defense is going to keep playing great, which is a great benefit for us. So, like I said, last night on to Buffalo.
How was Julian after that game?
You know, he's a tough guy. Jules is, I've been around a lot of players. I mean, there's very, very, very few guys that have Julian's toughness, and I don't know exactly what all the reports are, show. I think today and Tuesday are good indicators of that, but he's tough. You know, he's one of the best players ever played for this organization, and I love being out there with him. And if he's not out there, you know, the offense takes a huge hit. So hopefully he can be out there as soon as he's healthy and ready to go.
I'm going to let Nick ask his Foxborough fanboy question of the week.
I'll wrap it up.
Nice. Yes. Come on, Nick.
Yeah, Tom.
No rankings this week. We're going to... No, just kidding. You can ask whatever you like.
No, it's not. We told him no ranking questions.
All
no
right.
More, no, more
right.
No more ranking questions.
This is what the people want to know. That's why I do my job as the fanboy. We want to.
Yes.
We love the insight. Tom, I'll ask you this week. Someone else did the ranking for you this week. The NFL Top 100 plays came out, and I personally was offended that the Malcolm Butler interception only came in at number 5. How could that not be the most influential top play in the NFL 100? It ended Seattle's burgeoning dynasty, restarted your dynasty 2.0. A Super Bowl was decided on one play. I wanted to hear what you thought about that.
That was a and unfortunately, you know, the everyone made a big deal of the play call and so forth, which the reality is, in my view, they couldn't have run the ball in that situation because the way that our defense had designed our defensive play. So we forced them to throw it. And, you know, Malcolm made, I believe, one of the greatest plays in the history of the NFL, which, look, number 5 is pretty good considering 100 years of the NFL and, you know, all these plays. So I told Malcolm, you know, that was one of the greatest defensive plays I've ever seen in my life. For him to recognize it, for him to basically, you know, so few players could have made that play because of his quickness, his burst, and then his ability to attack the football. And that was Dante made the play before that to stop Marshawn from getting in, and then Malcolm made that play. So that was pretty crazy, man. I lost my mind when he made that play. That was an out-of-body experience. So it was pretty sweet to see.
All right. Well, thanks for calling early this morning. And as you said earlier, on to Buffalo. Tom Brady, we will talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Take care.
Bill Belichick joins OMF later this afternoon to talk about the Pats' win over the Jets. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
And trending now brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss, encouraging you to not give up on losing weight. Set up your consultation. Learn how easy losing weight can really be. That interview plus that of Boomer Esiason up at WEI.com. Boomer brought to you this morning in part by DCU and Vertex. Some major takeaways from that interview obviously going on. One of which is that Fitzy was gutless, didn't ask him about the Amish farmer outfit he had on after the game. Of course, he dodged that one quickly.
Yep, that's why I'm gutless, because I didn't ask Tom Brady about the half-tuck rule shirt and the Amish farmer look.
You called him an Amish farmer. What a shot. How about an active background? What's going on at the Brady house?
They work
house
really hard, Ken, okay? Unlike you.
Did you notice that? And his father's in town. That was on the Instagram video yesterday. Yeah, so
there was avocado toast being made in the background. What do you think was going on?
I heard a craft back there. I don't know. Somebody was...
Tony Brown was back there.
How reckless can you be to say, I heard an F craft?
That's what I heard. What are you going to say?
Oh, my God.
Now, Belichick asked before the game about Antonio Brown. He was asked after the game about Antonio Brown. Here was what he said.
Bill, why did you decide to cut Antonio Brown on Friday?
Yeah, we'll just focus on today's game.
A little more cordial with that reporter than he was with Dana Jacobson before the game. But he's got a right to feel emboldened, I guess. The defense is unreal this year. 105 net yards. Le'Veon Bell held to 35 yards rushing. Luke Falk was a disaster. 12 of 22. They were 0 for 12 on third downs. Are they going to break the NFL record for points allowed this year? They could do it.
I think Fitzy said earlier that they are.
I think they can.
The Patriots have allowed 5 third down conversions in 3 games.
Jesus.
Amazing. I mean, the lumber they face in the second half, like when they actually have to play like Dallas and Kansas City and Baltimore, that'll change. The tides will turn. They'll give up a few points, but right now it's unreal.
I mean, maybe the Bills have a shot, but then it's the Redskins, so you're looking at another win before the Giants, who had an impressive win under Daniel Jones. That'll be, week 6, so maybe the first interesting quarterback matchup they have. Tonight it's Bears at Redskins, 7:30. Bruins preseason action tonight against Philly at the Garden, and also, of course, the Red Sox, 7:10, first pitch on the Shaws and Star Market. WEI Red Sox Radio Network. Curtis is clapping, and Curtis wanted me to wedge in a BC plug. Win over the weekend, 3-1.
Huge, took down Rutgers.
Mm-hmm. Big game. Huge
game this Saturday. 3:30 at the Heights. BC against undefeated Wake Forest. BC getting 6 points.
Was that a road game? Did BC go win at Rutgers?
Yes, in New Jersey.
And they left without Scarlet Fever?
Yes.
Okay, just checking.
Oh, it's fodder for Wiggy tomorrow.
Do you ever have the pork? You know what they eat down there, Greg? They eat pork rolls. Have you ever had pork roll before?
Pork roll's fantastic.
It's
yes,
amazing.
It's delicious. But have you ever been to Rutgers that, like, the entire, all their athletic fields are surrounded by the same chain link fence that they use in prisons to keep people off of their athletic fields?
Oh, yeah.
Not the best area.
Not the best look.
No. It's like a concentration camp. It's really exciting down there. God, what an ugly area. Was it in Piscataway?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Would you call it entertaining or sad watching the social media posts of Antonio Brown this morning?
It's a little bit of both. It's a hybrid vehicle.
I mean,
every 2 seconds I go to refresh Instagram like a random reward, hoping somebody's going to post something good, and then boop, another post from AB.
I mean, he's shared his schedule for college. He appears to be going back to college.
He posted something in his story. It's a little syllabus, which is interesting because one of the class start dates dates back to last week, and he would have had to have registered for the class up until the night before. So he posted this in his story, and he's got 4 courses scheduled at Central Michigan, and it says back to school. We've got intro to management, management 312. I believe these are all online classes.
Mm-hmm.
English 303, technical writing. Like
English 303, we got Wiggy involved in that.
What about social media posting? Is there some kind of a social media posting class that they could get him in immediately?
Religion 334, death and dying.
Hmm.
And then sociology 323, racism and inequality.
Huh.
Where is he going to school?
Central Michigan.
Central Michigan.
Chippewas.
This is John. Hello, John.
Hey, good morning. You know, I know the Brady haters are going to roll their eyes, but I think what Brady said was kind of inspirational. Whether it's business or sports or academics, the whole team effort and trying to come together that way. I don't know how you got that out of him, but I thought it was really good. He let his hair down a little bit, and I hadn't seen that before.
Yeah, no, I mean, he did. I mean, he talked extensively kind of in a philosophical way about what I think is his disappointment that he was not able to help when it comes to Antonio Brown. Mm-hmm. I think he's really, I don't know, you're right. The haters, like during that interview, the replay of that, the haters were texting in and saying that he's full of it, and he's but I think he's the kind of person that really does care about other people. Or do you think it's all an act?
I honestly don't understand how anybody dislikes Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. I mean, he is the best at what he's done ever, in his field. He's good to people. He treats people the right way. He says the right thing. Like, the hatred for Tom Brady, I will never understand.
Yeah. I mean, I believe him when he's, you know, he's tired. He seems like he's really disappointed from a human perspective about Antonio Brown. Not, you know, not about the football part of it, but
no,
I
but
really buy in.
Yes.
Yeah. But don't you think,
I'm sorry to cut you off.
No.
Don't you think a lot of it is the football part? 2 weeks ago, he talked with us about how much work he's going to have to put in. He did that for 11 days with this guy, and then it's ripped away on a Friday before the game. That's got to be infuriating.
I didn't get that feeling from that. Curtis, did you get that feeling from that?
I got the feeling of just an overwhelming sense of frustration that this guy was a guy that he was connecting with, trying to help build a relationship with, and that it was gone. Because the fact that he kept bringing up or brought up his upbringing, Tom Brady's, that is, versus Antonio Brown's, the manner in which they were, you know, speaking to each other and how negative the world has become, I think that really was him personally sort of reaching out, being like, I wish this could have worked and we could have made it more successful.
I think he really invested in the guy. Mm-hmm. Like, I think from the get, I think he was 1,000,000% in.
Right.
You know? On field and off.
Yeah.
So
his
he's got dueling disappointments, if you will.
Yeah.
He's bummed out that he couldn't get it to work on the field, because we saw last week with all that news footage of him spending extra time explaining the routes and the progressions he was hoping he could run. And then he was hoping maybe I can help save this guy from himself.
Yeah, and look at his relationship with Randy Moss. Belichick made the comparison early on in the conference call. And Brady and Moss to this day are great friends. You know, they sort of came here. Brady and Moss invested the time together. Moss was a cast off at that time. And they had the greatest season in NFL history.
This is Charlie. Hey, Charlie, what's up?
Well, I'm a little disappointed, like a lot of Patriots fans are. Some are pretty happy. A lot of the virtue signaling people in the media are very happy about what happened. But I'm disappointed, and I think that Brown may have been waived because of what happened to Kraft in the offseason. I think if he hadn't had those charges against him, or those possible charges against him, they might have stood by him until the league took actions. I'm a guy who believes in due process, and I think that the Patriots, since they picked him up, they didn't waive him after the first accusation. I believe they should have kept him until and if the league disciplined him in some way. They had verbiage in the contract that would have allowed them to get out of this if that was proven. So I'm just very disappointed the way they cut him loose on a Friday, like people have been saying, after only 11 days.
Well, I mean, but don't you think some of that was the money? I mean, don't you think if he were to go on the exempt list, he still gets paid that money? Do you think it was
of course. $5 million check is a huge factor. But,
yeah.
I mean, and I think the virtue signaling...
We're not talking about...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Charlie.
We're not talking about your budget or my budget. We're talking about a multi-million dollar corporation that has... I mean, just look at that whole giant place down there in Foxborough. I don't think they're pinching pennies and worrying about anything. I think it was definitely giving in to, you know, virtue signaling media around the area, political pressure. The fact that he had one more thing in this Me Too era where he had possibly been pressuring a woman who was a victim, even though the person was never made public, that information wasn't made public except for by the attorneys. I think that was just that extra straw that broke the camel's back in this kind of, I don't know, this situation going on, because since the Me Too movement started, and with Bob Kraft having his issues in the offseason, it just was one too many negative things against women in this time. That's the way I perceive it, and I think it's unfortunate. I really just believe in due process, and I think that they should have let him stay on the team and play on the game until there was some kind of thing that brought down from the league. But that's my opinion.
I think it was more about they took a chance that this guy, they knew what he was. They took a chance that he would come in here and conform, and that that Tom Brady and Bill Belichick and others would have an effect on him that nobody else had been able to have. And then they realized Thursday afternoon or Friday morning that he's going to be the same kind of guy, and they cut bait.
That's right. Obscure reference, Copland, 1997, De Niro eating the sandwich, talking to Stallone. I gave you a chance, and you blew it.
Right. He absolutely
blew it. And the virtue signaling media were not the ones who were creating these storylines. They were reacting to the behavior and actions of Antonio Brown, the same way the Patriots fans would have been had he been on another team commenting on their stupidity for signing him.
Well, we're going to get to the crossover. That is coming up next. If you'd like to be on the show this morning, before we go, you call 617-779-7937 or text on the text line, which is 37937.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're back with the Greg Hill Show on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
Together they're gonna boogaloo down Broadway. Come back home with them. It's midnight in Manhattan. This is no time to be.
Poor choice, Ken. It's not the best work.
Jeez.
By the boss right there.
It's a New York
theme. Not the best work. Not his best stuff.
A great album.
Not his best stuff. Time for the crossover. Where's Rich?
Oh, at Gillette Stadium.
Gillette Stadium.
What's going on?
Oh, you know, just another Patriots Monday, talking about an undefeated Pats team. No big deal.
Crossover brought to you by National Lumber. National Lumber, wait till you see them. And it's going to be, I'm sure, all AB talk all day today.
There'll be a lot of AB talk and trying to really unpack the deep thoughts with Tom Brady. That was incredible. And it was funny, too, because he started out really saying, you know, I have personal feelings. I'm going to keep them personal. I'm like, oh, okay. And then all of a sudden, it just opens it up. That was amazing.
I know. Do you buy it? I mean, some are being like questioning the integrity and the honesty, but I feel like he really cared.
It sounds like he definitely cared. That's what I think. I mean, he knows that everything he says is going to be picked over, and so I think he chooses his words really carefully. But then it's our job to sort of like read between the lines. But I definitely feel like he cared a lot. And, you know, there's two sides to every story, or these people are, there's so many layers to them, or whatever. I mean, I think he's upset because he thought about how special this team could be and how good they could be with Antonio Brown, and he's upset that he's gone.
And he bought in. I mean, I feel like he definitely bought in. He offered the guy a room in his house, and so I feel like he's really disappointed about it.
Well, Brown brought a lot of good attention to TV12. So once you do that, you know, I think you're going to be a brother for life.
In the Brady family circle of trust.
Yeah, you're in there. He'll get a Christmas card in a few months for sure.
All right. Well, I suppose we can start to speculate about whether the Bills will actually give him a game this weekend, right?
Yeah, I guess we can get into that. I say no early on, but we'll see. We have all week to discuss. But we'll look at Sunday's game. We'll have Daron Harmon in here. We'll have a mystery offensive player because James White will not be joining us this week as he normally does. Obviously, his wife gave birth yesterday. And so we'll get you all that.
Were you bothered by the behavior of the coach yesterday?
No, I was not surprised by it. I'm not really bothered by it either. I think it's just kind of what you would expect. I've had that stare before. I asked him some questions a couple years ago. I've had that stare. You're like, all right, somebody else ask one.
Anybody?
All right, let's move along here. Okay,
there's a lifeline, guys.
Yeah,
help.
Go ahead. Anybody want to jump in here? Yeah.
About the weather.
Because we had him on a couple years ago right after all the players kneeled. Remember that one game where, like, because Trump was going on and on about all the stuff. So there's only one game in the last couple of years where, like, 20 guys in the Patriots took a knee. So we had to ask him a lot of questions about Trump and that, and he was not having it.
Well, I mean, there are certain things that he is willing to talk about, and then
that
list is like three. That's like three things, yeah. And like
it's the upcoming game, the upcoming game,
and
Ed Reed.
All right, well. Dale and Keefe is next, and if you missed anything this morning, you can hear it as a part of the full show podcast, which you can download at weei.com or on the radio.com app.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.